You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi guys, I'm Ray Leslie. I'm a hip-hop, well, alternative hip-hop artist, Filipino-Kiwi, queer, 26-year-old artist based in Tamaki, and I'm super honored to be here.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling super hyped up. I just had my first coffee in a minute.
Nice. I'm having my first coffee right now in the studio as we speak. So you dropped an EP quite recently. It's a storyline to a short film that you beautifully captured. Would you like to tell us about the EP you just released?
I dropped an EP a couple months back titled Fantasy and Future. It's a 5-track EP produced by Abraham Kunin and Danny Du. We started production of that whole EP, I think, the end of 2022, start of 2023. Yeah, it was a beautiful process because I got to make it with Abraham Kunin, who's a wonderful producer and dope human being, as well as one of my other collaborators, Danny Du, who's part of the Light Beings Network. It was largely like a super conceptual kind of project based on, I mean, the title is Fantasy and Future, and it was just like based on a question that I asked myself of, are my dreams fantasy or is it my future? And it really dove deep on who I am as a person, which is a large predicator of, you know, of whether it's going to be a fantasy or a future.
So what influences would you say helped you to write the EP? And what influences do you draw upon generally when you're writing your music?
That's a good question. I think there was a long time when writing and making projects that I would really just listen to whatever was coming out at the time and then being inspired. So it could be anything. But I think with the most recent project with Fantasy and Future, it was largely me going back to my roots, like how I used to make music back in high school in my bedroom and kind of trying to find my authentic voice. And my roots basically is like old school type hip hop, you know. We had a lot of like neo soul type of vibes, like boom bap, but trying to modernize it sort of.
Any particular artists that you listen to?
Yeah, a lot of Mac, a lot of Jay-Z, a lot of Kanye, those type of artists.
So being a Filipino Asian artist in the local music scene, how would you describe, you know, sort of like breaking into the music scene here and trying to find your voice here in the music scene of Tamaki Makaurau?
I think for me, it's not a unique experience, but personally, in the industry, I'm affiliated with a lot of other Asian artists. So it feels really welcoming because I see a lot of Asian artists do dope stuff. Like you have All My Friends and Zed, you have Square and what he's doing with Where My Asian's At, and then you have people like Crystal Chan, you have Pelgrie, you have all the bands that you had here earlier. It's a growing scene, so I feel just privileged to be part of that kind of wave of Asian artists that are on the rise. And yeah, I think it's cool because we have the opportunity to kind of break into these industries where, you know, a lot of Asian people aren't really in, you know, generally speaking. So having accessibility to it and making it easier for other Asian artists to rise up as well, if that makes sense.
Would you say that Asian artists are perhaps collaborating more with each other now than they were some time back?
Yeah, totally. I think it's like that feeling of like safety because you kind of sort of have the same upbringing, the same type of culture and values. And yeah, I think it's just like a level of safety that like this person understands me and we relate on a way that other people may not. And yeah, just appreciating that we are, you know, kind of in the same boat and doing the same things and doing stuff together.
Do you have any plans to write music in Tagalog in the future, maybe?
See, I'm not Tagalog. I'm actually Bisaya, so which is another dialect in the Philippines. I'm from Cebu. Yeah, totally. I think I'm pretty whitewashed as a Filipino, but I'm trying to explore a little bit more of my culture because I moved here when I was 8, and there's like no excuse for me to not. I think it's just like feeling insecure about speaking the language, you know, because I sound super not Filipino when I speak the language, but I think it's just like working past that. But yeah, I'd be keen as.
Do you listen to any music in your native dialect?
I guess it's like what my dad will be playing. He plays a lot of like Eraserheads. I think that's a band.
Yeah, we've played them quite a few times actually.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
They're pretty important like Filipino like alternative rock group. Yeah.
Yeah, there are a few other artists, but I can't remember their names. But basically, just what my dad plays. But yeah, I need to do more exploring for sure because I know there's a lot of dope Filipino music out there.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit just when you came into the studio, you know, the idea of working with or, you know, tapping into the Filipino music scene, because there's like millions of listeners and, you know, so many artists and great talent out there, you know. So that's something you would definitely be interested in as well, right?
Yeah. I think it's just like having that intention to actually go looking for it, because it's available. It's accessible. It's just like taking the time to really explore it, sort of thing. And whether you resonate with it, like either the music or the artist, and then seeing if there's a connection there, seeing if there's a possible collaboration. I just haven't had the time to do that, but maybe as I start to work on a new project, maybe that's something I can look into.
Do you have any upcoming releases in the works at the moment?
Well, since my EP just came out 2 months ago, so at the moment it's very early stages of a potential full album, I think. But I'm taking my time with it, trying to work with as many producers and artists as I can. I heard that a lot of artists, when they're making a project, they make a bunch of songs, like 30, 40 songs, and then just pick out a select few that make it onto the album. So I'm trying out that process, trying to weed out the best instead of just like writing a few songs and then sticking with that.
Was that what you did for Fantasy and Future? Did you record tons of songs and then just take the few that stuck with you the most?
No, actually, with Fantasy and Future, we pretty much did everything in like 4 months. It was like really quick. We got all the songs. Whatever songs we made in the studio, that was what ended up on the EP. It took so long to come out because of the whole like movie aspect and the, you know, video per track thing and funding, of course. But I didn't do that, but I want to try that out, you know, like kind of lay everything out creatively and see, kind of not leave everything in the tank sort of thing, just putting it all out there and then seeing what comes out.
Now we've got some bonus questions to ask. Mm-hmm. Are there any artists that you'd like to collaborate with in the future? Whether that's, you know, here in Tamaki Makaurau or anywhere in general, or you can even, actually, you know what, you can shoot big as well. You can say like someone on the top 40s as well.
I can do like, maybe I can do a bit of both. I love Imugi. It'd be dope. I did a song with Hans and Tabes, and Imugi's sort of in that universe as well, and it'd be dope as to work with them. And I think they're lovely people. Aiden Fine, maybe, or Tom Scott. I actually really love Tom Scott. Those are the local artists. And for global artists, I would have said Brockhampton back in the day. Well, you know, if they were still active. But maybe like Kevin Abstract or like Amine, that would be dope.
If you had to recast your short film with any famous Southeast Asian actors, who would they be?
To play myself?
Yeah.
Awkwafina.
Awkwafina.
Yeah.
All right.
I love her. Yeah, I think she would play me perfectly. And she would add that like comedic aspect, which I think I'm missing in my parts when I write my role. So yeah, she would give it a little spice.
All right, yeah, shout out to Awkwafina.
She'd have to buzz her hair, you know?
Yeah.
I think she would play it well, though. I think we kind of low-key look the same as well.
All right, and then finally, to wrap things up, and this is something that you brought up at the beginning of the interview, do you feel like your dreams are a fantasy or part of your future?
That's a good question. I answered this in my movie, which is that in the creation of this whole thing, filming, producing, and then hearing the final product, and also seeing it in the big screen and living through all those experiences with the crew, with my friends, all of this in the summer, you know, in the winter. I'm basically living my dream. You know, this is my future, and doing it with the people that I love. I've made something that I'm super proud of, so it answered itself, basically. You know, yeah, I feel like it's continuous achieving of my goals.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.